When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because time is money. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn, should you start using quizzes for lead generation? I've been learning quite a bit about this topic for some time, and I want to share with you what I've learned. Quizzes are not really something new. They've been around for some time and quite popular with sites like BuzzFeed. Which Full House character are you? Or which 80s heartthrob matches your personality? We've all seen these quizzes. Yes, they're lighthearted and really we don't take them seriously, but can they work for our business to generate leads? They don't have to be that silly. They can be actually a great journey for self-discovery for your customers. But most importantly, the thing that has intrigued me the most is that it's a great way for you to collect important information, important data about your potential customers, where they're at in their journey with whatever you serve them with, what they're interested in, and what they're willing to pay. I'm going to give you some examples on how to use quizzes on your website, some tools that you may want to look into that have popped up as of recently to make this easy on you, and a simple example to get started with. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Most websites have some way to collect email addresses. They offer a PDF, they offer an ebook, they offer a video in exchange for somebody's name and email address. And that's good and all, but the issue is that you're guessing that's what somebody needs. You're assuming that everybody that comes to your website needs the same thing, or are at the same level, or they're at the same stage of buying your product. This is where quizzes come in. And I don't know if quizzes is the right word, but it's a set of questions to put your customer in the right category, in the right quote-unquote bucket. Are they a beginner? Are they intermediate? Are they advanced? And obviously, your product will solve the problem. Let me give you an example. Say, for example, you're selling different types of shampoo. You sell shampoo for oily hair, for normal hair, for dry hair, or people that suffer from dandruff. So instead of trying to sell all four shampoos to your customer or overwhelm them with choice, you provide them with a quiz. Are you a male or female? How old are you? Do you have oily scalp? Do you have dry scalp? These are a series of questions you can ask. And as your website visitor comes to the end of the quiz, they get a specialized report, a report on the status of their hair and how to treat it. People are a lot more interested in something that's specifically useful to them and not generic. Now, even though it's specific to them, most of us are all the same. So you're not really making something super customized here. You're actually just creating four different pieces of content instead of one, one for each type of hair. And then you're giving them the piece of content or the report that best suits them. That means you're speaking directly to them. You're more likely to convert them into a customer because you served their specific need. You're also exposing them to the right product rather than trying to sell them all the different kind of products you have. I recently learned a bit more about these quizzes from Ryan Levesque. I heard him speak live at an event that I went to, and he has a new product called Bucket, bucket.io. And this is a software that allows you to offer these quizzes on your website. I haven't used this software yet, but it's an option if you want to start introducing these types of quizzes to offer specific type of content and collect email addresses based on specific needs. The data shows that conversion rates are a whole lot higher when people are getting specific information rather than generic. But for me, most importantly, you're collecting data on the people that are coming to your website. How are they reacting to your products and services? You might find that, hey, most of the people that are coming to your website are not your ideal customer. That means you're attracting the wrong customer. That means you're going to have to change your sales copy, the words you use on your website, the content you create to attract the kind of customer you actually want. I also listened to a speech recently by the founder of Leadhooks, which is another tool to deliver these types of quizzes. And he said something that really made the penny drop for me. So many companies, so many social media platforms are collecting information on people because data is power. So by doing these small little quizzes, you're collecting data on your customers so you can serve them right. It's like creating your own little Facebook algorithm on your website. Facebook does this to serve you the right ads. You're going to serve your customers with the right products with your data. Now, I've already mentioned two different pieces of software that allow you to generate these quizzes, these types of opt-ins, Bucket.io and Leadhook. But there's a third option called WriteMessage. WriteMessage is a very simple, clean app, but very powerful, that allows you to do this on your website. We also know the founder of WriteMessage, Brennan Dunn, who's one of our guest teachers here on the show, friend of the show. Brennan has worked really hard on the software. And the whole point of WriteMessage is that you're giving them the right piece of content and you're not giving them the same content every time they go to the website. Kind of doesn't make sense that if you have opted in for a ebook and then you revisit the website and the same offer is given to you. Hey, here's an ebook. You should be giving them something else to get them closer to become a customer. The next piece of content, the next opt-in, the next thing they need to graduate them to the next step to become a buyer. Now, I'm going to flat out tell you that it's very easy to get very confused in creating these quizzes. So you want to keep it simple when you get started. There's so much you can do. There's so much confusion if you allow it to happen. So my advice to you is if you create one of these quizzes on your website, keep it simple at the start just so you can get your feet wet and you can start seeing some results. So what you want to do is you want to start with the end in mind. The end goal is three different pieces of content. Again, we're going to keep it simple. You can do more. But let's say you're a yoga instructor and you're going to offer three different pieces of content. Let's say there are videos. One video is going to be for somebody who's never done yoga. The second video is going to be for somebody who's done yoga before but wants to get back into it. And the third one is for experts, people who've been doing yoga for years and want to kind of keep up the practice or even up their game. Now, these are three different pieces of content. And now you also want to make sure that in the background or in the back of your head that these three are tying into three different products that you have, three different levels of courses you might have. But let's just stick with the opt-in right now. So the reward they're going to get, the bonus they're going to get, the content they're going to get is three different videos depending on the way they answer their quiz. So what you want to do is have a series of questions. You don't have to have a lot of questions. It could be 3, 4, 5 questions. And all the questions don't have to be related to the actual result. They could just be questions that you need to have information on, or you want to gather some information, like, are they a man or a woman? Their age range. Maybe asking, like, how often do they pay for classes at a studio? Doesn't matter if it's yoga or not, but it gives you an understanding of their willingness to pay for exercise. Then their level of expertise in yoga. Are they a beginner? Have they done it before? Or are they quite experienced? And then at the end, you give each scenario that content, that video, and you say, hey, if you want access to the video, just give me your name and email address, and I'll send you the page where you can access the video. And you can even show them a preview of the video. I know that with Wistia, you can actually make this all in one step where they can watch the first few, maybe seconds, first 30 seconds of the video. And to can keep watching, to keep watching that video, they just pop in their email and they can continue to watch it. So that's a very simple example of using quizzes to give specialized content and to increase their conversions because you're giving them content they actually need rather than just trying to like spray and pray. Like, let's hopefully this is the information they're looking for. The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX. Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, an up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura's been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business, and invest in other types of investments, like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com, that's yahoofinance.com. To wrap up today's lesson, quizzes are a great way to gather information, important information that you can use to price your products, to offer better products, to market to the right audience, to retarget them on Facebook, and to speak directly to customers and needs and problems. Start off small. Start with a small quiz on your website. See how it does. See what kind of information you gather and see how well it converts. There's a bunch of products you can use. The one that I think is probably the easiest to start with is Right Message, but I would check out also Bucket.io, great tool as well as LeadsHook. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, hit subscribe right now and never miss an episode. By hitting subscribe on whatever you use to listen to podcasts, when the next episode is available, it gets downloaded automatically straight to your device. So it's ready for you when you're ready to listen, even when you don't have an internet connection. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Many of us as entrepreneurs, and I'm included in that, assume way too much about our customers. We don't ask enough questions. We need to ask questions and find out really what people are looking for, what they need. Interviews and surveys and quizzes are a great way to tap into the brain of your customer. So get started and start asking questions. All right. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Free Art Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.